medical community proudly presents the JDE Connection, a Quest On Air podcast production.
This podcast explores and showcases how JDE customers are harnessing specific functionality and capabilities to drive business success.
Hello, JDE Connection listeners. Welcome back. I'm Chandra Wapshaw, one of your podcast hosts, and I'm the business solutions lead at Colas IS Support. Unfortunately, my podcast partner, Paul Haukooper, is not with me this week. As you all may have heard, the last couple weeks he's been sick, and it seems he's gotten worse, so we opted to give him the week off. I guess that means he retains the with me most weeks status. Anyway, we had planned to talk a little bit about AI this week, based upon our conversation that we had with Nathan Diamond last week. We wanted to kind of highlight a couple things about how JD Edwards customers can help use it to make their jobs easier and go into a little more detail on the different types of options that are out there. But we're going to hold off on that one and wait till Paul's back. So hopefully we can talk about that next week. This week, I'm going to take a few minutes to remind folks about some upcoming Quest events this week and next week. So if you haven't already done so, make sure that you have signed up for the Quest SIG, which stands for Special Interest Groups, calls. They meet usually once a month, depending on the SIG group. And each SIG group, such as financials or tech or UDO or upgrade, covers various topics. Sometimes they overlap, sometimes they're very specific to that area of interest. So I encourage you to sign up for as many of them as you can. It's a great way to, number one, meet with and connect with people where you can talk about issues you might be experiencing or ask questions. But in addition, it's a great way to learn when we're not together at conferences. So if you want to know what's happening, you can always head over to questoraclecommunity.org/events. And on the right side, apply the JD Edwards filter so you can find the various SIG calls that are out there. Starting this week, February 18th, we have the 2026 JDE HCM, Human Capital Management, Secure Act 2.0 Focus Group, February 18th meetup. Also on February 18th, we have the Business Analyst SIG February meetup, as well as the UDO SIG February meetup. On the 19th, the Human Capital Management Group is going to have their February meetup. And on the 19th as well, the Financial SIG will have their meetup. Also on the 19th, we have the E1 Tech SIG Coffee and Connect meetup. Of course, the week of the 23rd, we have several events going on that week. We have the JD Edwards Game Changers event. So if you haven't already registered for this online event, it's free. Head over to questoraclecommunity.org/events/conferences/JD-Edwards-week. So this is a great event that happens each year. I know Paul and I briefly highlighted the daily topics at a high level a few weeks ago, but I thought I'd cover more about each session or the sessions that are offered each day today. So Monday's focus is development, extensibility, and low-code, no-code. That day kicks off at 11 o'clock Eastern with a session with Srihari Orungante and Haiyan Wong. They're going to talk about JD Edwards and how it empowers rapid innovation with tools like UDOs, personalizations, UX1, as well as more capabilities. They'll also explore how AI-assisted development and low-code extensibility accelerate delivery while enhancing user experience and agility. In addition, there are also three sessions from K-Rise on Monday that include leveraging no-code and low-code platforms for IT efficiency and innovation, paperless work order and warehouse management, where you can eliminate manual entry and streamline processes using low code, no code, and modernizing e-commerce for JD Edwards through low code, no code solutions. We also have one session that's going to be presented by Syntax for integrating JDE with Microsoft applications. I'm sure that will be popular, as many of us use Microsoft. On Tuesday, the focus of the day is system administration and security. Again, Tuesday kicks off at 11 o'clock Eastern, and it will be kicked off with everyone's favorite tech guru, Clayton Seeley. He's going to take us into the latest advancements in JD Edwards architecture, security frameworks, and 64-bit performance. So he'll talk us through topics such as predictive patching, threat detection, and how to strengthen compliance and system resilience. All Out Security also has a session that day, from guesswork to governance. They'll talk through Provena's security journey. The day wraps up with a system administration roundtable that'll be facilitated by the JD Edwards Tech SIG. Wednesday's focus is upgrades and modernization. That'll kick off at 11 o'clock with, yes, our favorite tech guru, Clayton Seeley. From one-click provisioning and code current strategies to generative AI for platform optimization, he'll help us see how continuous innovation keeps our JD Edwards environments future ready. Other sessions on Wednesday include Broadpin's session on modernizing JD Edwards at the City of Plano. They'll take us from technical audit to a future release 24 platform. Circular Edge will talk practical AI for JD Edwards. They'll have real use cases and real results. The end of the day includes two roundtables, both on upgrades and modernization. One will be facilitated by the JD Edwards Tech SIG, and the other will be facilitated by the JD Edwards M&D and CAM SIG, M&D standing for Manufacturing and Distribution. Thursday is going to wrap up with a day of automation, orchestration, and integration topics. The day will kick off at 11 o'clock with Nicole Laurent and Haiyan Wang, helping us uncover the power of orchestrations, workflow automation, and intelligent reporting in driving smarter business processes. So we can help learn how orchestrations and decision automation will transform integration and efficiency across our enterprise. Pumasight will talk mastering orchestrations with complete end-to-end visibility. K-Rise will also cover centralizing master data management with workflow-centric automation and orchestrations. That sounds like a great topic. I know many customers I've talked with struggle with the master data management. The day wraps up with a session by ERP Suites called Meet the Digital Workforce of the Future, AI Agents. In addition to Game Changers the week of the 23rd, there's also a webinar on the 24th called Order to Cash Transformation Through Automation. That one is going to be Tuesday, the 24th at 2 p.m. Eastern, and it's presented by IntelliChief. Also on the 24th, Quest is going to have a webinar titled Quest Membership Overview. So whether you're new to Quest or you're a longtime member kind of looking for a refresher, or just simply interested in learning more about the Quest membership and its benefits, you'll want to join that webinar. And that one's at 12 o'clock Mountain Time on Tuesday, the 24th. Then on the 25th, the JDEHCM, Human Capital Management Group, will be meeting to discuss the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, OBBBA. So they have a focus group meeting for that on the 25th. And that wraps up our episode where we highlight the Quest events for the next 2 weeks. We hope you found this helpful. And again, make sure you've signed up for your relative SIG, and that you keep an eye out on the Quest site for upcoming events. But of course, it wouldn't be a session if we didn't wrap it up with a Midwesternism. So I am going to tell you about something that happens every year in Minnesota, and it is a snowplow naming contest. So I recently saw on Facebook that the Minnesota Department of Transportation, or MnDOT as we call them, had their contest open to vote on the snowplow names for the upcoming season. So, well, next year. So each year they have a contest where people in the state, or probably even from out of state, can contribute a name for what they think would be a great snowplow name. And these names are fabulous. They're very entertaining. The top winners for 24 to 25 were Off to See the Blizzard, Snotorious B.I.G., Plowabunga, Anthony Sledwards, You're Welcome, Don't You Snow, Skull Plow, I Came, I Thaw, I Conquered. Unfortunately, I can no longer see the names that were submitted for this year. They've actually closed up their voting. But of course, I did go vote, even though I'm not a Minnesota resident anymore. But they had some very, very good names again. So it's always a fun thing. I look forward to when they post this every year. I think they've been doing this probably since 2020. And I know some other states have followed in the lead with that. So I look forward to when they've got all the votes tallied and we can report on the winner for the 25 to 26 snowplow naming contest. So with that, for questions, feedback, or ideas for future episodes, contact us at thejdeconnection@questoraclecommunity.org. Until next time, let's keep learning, sharing, and most importantly, laughing together. Toodles!
Thank you for tuning in for today's episode of the JDE Connection, a Quest On Air podcast production. Show notes and links can be found at questoraclecommunity.org/JDE Connection.
To learn more about what's happening in the Quest JD Edwards community, visit our website at questoraclecommunity.org/JD Edwards.